SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration's strike on Venezuela and capture of President Nicolas Maduro represent a major victory for foreign policy hawks in President Trump's cabinet. Bernie Bennett reports from Washington.
They include Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth, who have advocated for an increase in pressure against Venezuela over the last few months in the name of ousting a leader they described as an authoritarian drug trafficker. It remains to be seen if those advocating regime change in Venezuela will get what they want. A hand-picked ally of Maduro, Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, is currently running the country, and it's unclear whether a democratic transition will ultimately materialize. Mr. Trump said the U.S. would run the country in the interim. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Millions of Americans are facing higher health costs with the arrival of 2026. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Democrats forced a six-week government shutdown over the expiring Obamacare tax credits, but the clash with President Trump and Republicans did not result in any changes. Congress offered no fix before the New Year's Day deadline for the subsidies, which were enacted during the pandemic. On average, the more than 20 million subsidized enrollees in the Affordable Care Act program are seeing their premium costs rise by 114%, according to an analysis by the healthcare research nonprofit KFF. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say a Ukrainian drone strike killed one person and wounded two others, including a child in Russia.
This drone strike comes ahead of peace talks in Paris this week. In Ukraine, drone strikes in the Kharkiv region wounded three people overnight, while the death toll from Friday's missile attack on Kharkiv rose to four. These attacks come after European national security advisors met in Kyiv on Saturday. There, officials discussed security guarantees and
This is SRN News. A Virginia school system votes on pronouns.
Members of the Chesapeake School Board have decided to enact a policy barring any school from forcing students or faculty from using the preferred pronouns of a transgender person. Board Chairman Angela Swigert says, quote, a person who does not fundamentally agree with the use of alternative pronouns and titles cannot be compelled to use them. However, the voluntary use of transgender pronouns is not prohibited. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity got its start in the Middle East, but according to a new report, the number of believers in the region continues to ebb. The Pew Research Center survey finds that 3% of the population of the Middle East and North Africa is Christian, down from 3.3% in 2010. A century ago, the Christian population stood at 13%. Persecution is a primary driver of the decline, sending many believers out of the region where they were born. This is SRN News. A close call for a cold dog.
Firefighters in Rhode Island have rescued a yellow Labrador named Phoenix on New Year's Day after the poor little pup fell through an ice-covered pond. As the dog was struggling in the icy water, first responders donned ice rescue units to save him, and then both Phoenix and the rescue team were safely brought back to shore. Fire department declared it a very successful first call of 2026. Jason Walker reporting.
The road to the Super Bowl in the NFC goes through Seattle. The NFC South champion will be decided by the two teams that aren't in the race for the division title. The Seahawks secured the number one seed and won the NFC West with a 13-3 victory over the 49ers last night in a showdown that had major ramifications. The 49ers will now be the NFC's number five or six seed. More details at srnnews.com.